Hello, listeners. It's such a pleasure to have you all with me today on the 7th episode of Season 4. You're tuned in to the Perceptive Poetry Podcast, and I'm your host, Garvita. This season has been all about sonnets. And if you have listened to the previous episodes, you'd know that now you have all the essential ingredients required to craft a sonnet. So why not give it a try? Writing in any form is beyond fulfilling. You do not have to follow technicalities or write in a particular form or structure. Just let it flow. Write, and you'd feel 1,000 times better. Believe me. If you'd like to read some more sonnets online, I will recommend a couple of my favorites to get you started. The first that I would recommend is Love's Farewell by Michael Drayton. It's a Shakespearean sonnet that primarily explores the theme of the end of love or the bittersweet farewell to a romantic relationship. Drayton expresses the pain and sorrow of parting from his beloved, emphasizing the idea that their love has run its course and now must come to an end. The poem reflects on the transient nature of love and how even the most passionate relationships can ultimately fade away. It's a melancholic and introspective exploration of the complexities of love and parting. Read it up. You'd like it. It's time to get started with today's poem. It's titled Pangs of Love. The seeds you sowed have blossomed by a dozen. Besides the peepal tree where birds once sang their cheerful tunes, no longer here belong, a house of sorrows, memories unchosen. Your music lingers on from faded records, my ears now bleed, my eyes with tears are filled. Yet I knit sweaters with love deeply instilled in colors rare, like you, my heart's true shepherds. The neighborhood anew, from the grounds upturned, with malls and bars and eateries embrace. The ocean's view concealed, our vision yearns. I linger by the tree your dreams adorned. I cook our cherished meals, a lonely space, in hope of your return. My heart still burns. You know, I wrote this poem about 4 years back when I was pursuing a poetry writing distance learning course at the University of Oxford. Did you enjoy this poem? Because this one holds a special place in my heart for that very reason. Now that you have some background on this poem and my love for poetry, in case you have not noticed it already, I will take your leave for today. I'll see you again next week on Sunday at 8 p.m. with another original sonnet. See ya!